Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris. You're watching Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. My guest today in the studio is Caretaker Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dato' Sri Saifuddin Abdullah. He is the incumbent Indra Makutha MP, a seat that he won in 2018 under the PKR Pakatan Harapan ticket. And he is now the Indra Makutha candidate for Bersatu Perikatan Nasional. Dato' Sri, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
During this busy campaigning period. So Perikatan Nasional announced its candidate list earlier this week. And I do want to kind of get into that, what the candidate lineup reflects in terms of Perikatan Nasional's thinking and strategy going into GE15. How do you see Perikatan Nasional being positioned in what is turning out to be quite a competitive election?
I think we try as much as possible to come up with the best of combination. So you have some incumbents, there are senior people, but there is also a good number of young candidates, new faces, and it's really multiracial. Even PAS is fielding one or two non-Malay Muslim candidates. Bersatu is fielding a number of non-Malay Bumi Putra candidates. Of course, Gerakan candidates are all multiracial. So here is an effort to actually bring to the people or offer to the people a coalition that is multiracial, a coalition that is moderate, a coalition that is a reflection of the Malaysian demography.
Okay. Yeah. That's quite interesting because one of the, I think, challenges that Bersatu faces in particular with its cooperation with PAS has been in convincing the non-Malay voter base. Mm-hmm. So, you know, getting that message out that this coalition is not just an ethnocentric Malay-Muslim coalition, but one that is for all Malaysians. Do you think that message can be hammered in or can be well received just by fielding non-Malay candidates when you have had in the past very ethnocentric messaging from Perikatan Nasional?
Well, political parties sometimes change. And as long as political parties change to the center, move to become more centrist, I think it is good for everyone in Malaysia.
Do you think that Perikatan is becoming more centrist?
I think we are becoming more centrist. I give you 2 points. Number one, as I said earlier, there are non-Malay candidates coming from PAS. Number two, Bersatu has amended its constitution. It started as a Malay party that wanted to replace UMNO, but it has amended its constitution. There is now Bersekutu or associate members, and we are fielding a good number of them. Not only this time, in fact, we have fielded a few of them in Johor, but now more in this coming election. So as long as any party, and I'm being very candid by saying that it is not just about PN. This election, everybody wants to win. I mean, I'll be bluffing if I say PN doesn't want to win.
That's the nature of the game.
That's the nature of the game. But for the sake of the people, every party, PH, BN, anyone at all, we must bring all our campaign to the center.
I have to say, you have a reputation for being a centrist, a moderate, a liberal progressive politician. In your past actions, we see that. So how then do you feel about the video that was played at the announcement, the candidate announcement ceremony, the Perikatan Nasional candidate announcement ceremony, the video that was not only discriminatory and racist, but one that was also an attack ad. Is this going to be a sign of things to come, that Perikatan Nasional is going to utilise negative campaigning in this campaign period, attacking other political parties?
I think we are simply attacking corruption. We are taking misuse of government assets and things like that. I think that is a major thing. I mean, our campaign is based on governance, good governance. Our campaign is based on establishing a government that is clean and stable. So a clean government is definitely an anti-corruption and anti-mahkamah or court cluster. So we are not going to be apologetic about attacking candidates or political parties who are clearly involved in this kind of bad activities, corruption.
I do hope Perikatan Nasional plays a fair game in its campaigning and sticks to positive campaigning as opposed to negative campaigning. I think it's time to kind of address some of the perception going into GE15. I think the biggest thing is to address voter perception. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about analysts' perceptions first. You know, political analysts, they all have their predictions, and many of them are saying that this is going to be a tough time for Bersatu. GE15 may be the event where Bersatu and Perikatan Nasional gets quote-unquote punished for betraying Pakatan Harapan and coming to power through, again, quote-unquote, the back door. Mm-hmm. How would you respond to those political predictions?
I think the rakyat as a whole is already fed up with political talks. Yeah, what they want is a government that is really inclusive, a government that is really caring, a government that has real offering of the needs of the day. And in particular, it's about bringing food to the table. And that is why I think Perikatan Nasional is emphasizing on a stable government that would provide the ecosystem for us to go and do more on trade, on economy. How can we bring investment into the country? How can we create more jobs? I think that is the main issue of the day. I know there are politicians who keep on talking about things that happened, you know, yesterday and things that happened 100 years ago. But I think the rakyat is already fed up with it. They want to move forward. They want to look at candidates. They want to look at political parties or coalitions that have the best offering for them, that really means, that really matters to their everyday life and the future of the young generation especially.
You are making the assumption that voters are going to be thinking about policy at the ballot box. Do you think that voters will put aside whatever public acrimony they feel to party hopping, to defectors? Can voters forget the past and only focus on the promises of the future? Do you think that that's possible for Bersatu and Perikatan?
You see, voters are wise people. Yeah, they think for the future. Of course, there are people who will not, forget about the past. I mean, that's fact of life. Yeah, but I'm more interested in talking about the future. I think we need to move on, and I think most of the voters are looking at what can we really offer for the betterment of their life.
Are you able to talk to us about political cooperation in GE15? Mm-hmm. What is Bersatu and Perikatan Nasional's thinking about electoral PACs working together with other parties? I'm thinking of Pejuang, for instance, to help shore up what is quite a fragmented, shore up fragmented support in GE15. What are your thoughts?
There are two things. Number one, nomination day is on the 5th.
Coming up.
Yes, there is still time, perhaps, I don't know. And then there is also a possibility of a hung parliament, so people can still cooperate after the election is over. Now, the other thing is this. Malaysian politics is such that we look at majority government. Look at some of the most advanced countries in the world. They remain stable, they remain clean, they remain almost zero corruption, and yet they are governed by a minority government. Bills are to be presented in parliament and are to be debated and are to be voted. But mature democracy can differentiate between a simple majority government, because you cannot have it's a hung parliament, but it is still stable and the country still grew, prosperity is still there. So we really have to look beyond. I know I may sound that I'm dreaming, but we need dreamers too.
Well,
I mean, beyond looking at the current structure. Right. I mean, that's my way of looking at politics.
What do you think we need to get from here to there?
Well, we need less of personality-orientedness in our politics. We need more of policy-orientedness in our politics.
Okay.
That is how we can move forward. For so long as we are talking about personalities, I mean, there's nothing wrong about, you know, I mean, talking about personality, but I think we have too much talks on personalities, very little talks on actual policies. You know, if you were to bring manifestos, I can bet you bring three manifestos coming from three coalition, you delete all the labels and the logos, it would be very tough for us to, even for each political leaders or party leaders or members or activists, to really know which is which.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. And I think this is something that needs change. We need to grow. We need to move forward. We need to look at more policy-orientedness in our political discourse so that by the time we go to the voting, by the time we go to the next election, probably not now, probably next election, then the voters will be looking at real policies.
So what you're saying is that there is very little product differentiation between let's say the three coalitions, for instance, right?
Yeah.
In terms of ideology, there's not much difference in what's being presented. It feels almost very populist in a way.
It doesn't have to be ideology.
Okay.
Some people don't really like the term ideology.
That's fair.
But let's use the term policies.
Policies.
Real
okay.
policies on trade, on education,
what
on
makes
infra,
Perikata Nasional
like mm-hmm.
different
mm-hmm.
than the other coalitions in terms of policy?
Well, number one, we are offering a clean government, a stable government.
Pakatan says they're offering that too.
Yes. But at least, you know, we differ from another party, another coalition, all right, when it comes to fighting corruption, when it comes to, wrongdoings, things like that. Now, what about the rebuilding the economy? We have a track record. Under Tan Sri Muhyiddin, the PN government did all that was possible, all that was humanly possible to balance between life and livelihood. Now, that 17 months of Muhyiddin's administration, I think, you know, is worthy of looking back at that record and how we have managed. And this is the window where it was opened, it was started by Tan Sri Muhyiddin and continued by Ismail Sabri. And we have every reason to say and to claim that that was something that was started by a proper Perikatan Nasional government.
When I look at your political career, I see remarkable longevity. You have served under five different prime ministers, either as a minister or deputy minister, under Tun Abdullah Badawi, all the way to Ismail Sabri. When you think about working in those different iterations of government, what is it that, first of all, you attribute your political longevity to? And secondly, what were the learnings, the takeaways that you feel each prime minister could, the attributes of each prime minister could help create that you'd like to see in the next prime minister? That what is it that Malaysia needs in a leader right now?
On my own, I believe number one, I embrace certain idealism, something that I hold on dear to, regardless which party I belong to, under which administration. I try to navigate and try to push forward certain specific agendas. A could be suitable for one government, B could be suitable for another government. I probably have A to Z, the kind of things that I want to do. Number two is probably I have not been known as someone who would assassinate, to do character assassination to anyone. I'm friends to everyone. Some people don't like me, but it's okay.
Is that a positive attribute, to be friends with everyone? Some people might say that means you are a fair weather friend. You have no allegiances.
It's up to people to decide. I mean, I believe in certain things. I may belong to this party. You may belong to another party. We can argue. We can sit down on certain things. But I'm not going to go to your kawasan and attack you, you know, and things like that. I mean, Rafizi came to my kawasan and attacked me. I'm not going to Pandan. I mean, that's not my way of doing politics. So if you think that is something that is my weakness, then it's really up to how people look at me. But your last question is most pertinent. We need a team of good advisors to the Prime Minister. Good advisors in many areas, specialists, professionals, who need not necessarily come from the party that he leads or he belongs to. And we need to learn some of the experiences of the more advanced countries. How do people actually formulate policies? How do people actually debate ideas so that you get the best out of everyone? And then you formulate real bills or new legislation and things like that. We really need to go deep into, I know I'm repeating myself, into policies.
I understand. I'm trying to understand your political, I'm trying to avoid using the word ideology, but your political thinking, your theory of change when it comes to politics. Again, when I look at your track record, being ministers of holding multiple portfolios, but yet also, you know, having multiple allegiances in terms of political parties, what is the thinking there, Dato' Sri? Do you not care which party you are tied to as long as you are able to serve? Well, how do you think about political allegiances, political cooperation, and service to the country through government?
Service to the people must be the number one. Must understand what the people want. At the same time, as a leader, you also have to have certain ideas. And this is something that you have to engage the people and see if this is the idea that the people want, or how do you, again, navigate, how do you make certain compromises? Compromise as to not having any policies that you embrace, yeah? But how do you get things done? For example, I thought as a member of parliament, I can, for example, bring people easily to a town hall meeting and seek their ideas as to how should I, as a member of parliament, represent you in the budget debate. All right? Not everyone understand that this is the best way to do it. All right? So a town hall is not necessarily the best way. Now, I believe in open debate. Probably what is needed is small group discussions. So the idea is you need to engage the people's view. The voices of the people must be represented from the grassroots upwards. The technology or the strategy or the technique that you use can change. So if town hall is not the best way, small group meeting is a better way, then you do the small group meeting. But the end game is getting voices of the people represented up to the highest level. So you have to be able to have, number one, what is it that you really want? What is it that the people really want? And how then you, consult each other, bring the best out of it, and then try and formulate programs, policies, laws, if you like, and things like that.
Well, based on your engagement with your constituents, and even, you know, the wider Malaysian public, how, if you were to do a little bit of a comparison or a juxtaposition, how would you say the consciousness, the political consciousness of voters, mm-hmm. how has that changed from GE14? To GE15, are voters more politically astute? Are they more politically unforgiving? Are they more apathetic? I know I'm speaking in generalizing here. Mm-hmm. There are many Malaysians with many different feelings. Yeah. But what is your sense of where the sentiment is going into GE15? How has that changed from GE14?
I think number two, people are more specific in their needs or in their wants, depending on how you look at it. And that is the economy. About job, about the ability to do business, is the ecosystem of providing job, business, growth, economic growth. Number two, I think there is now a trend where majority, or if not majority, a big chunk of the population scrutinizes candidates more than the parties. They really want to look at the candidate, the personality, the character, and what the candidates can offer to each locality, to each constituent. I think that seems to be a change. Besides, of course, the technology. This seems to be a TikTok election coming.
And I assume that you are on TikTok and will be posting videos of your campaign.
Well, I'll try to be as savvy as possible, but...
A lot of young voters in your your constituency. Anyway, we've run out of time, and I do want to thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
Dato' Saifuddin Abdullah Caretaker, Foreign Minister, and incumbent candidate for Perikatan Nasional for Indra Mahkota. I'm Melissa Idris, signing off for the evening. Thank you so much for watching. Good night.